Can you talk a little bit about the rectal data?
Yeah, I think that we had been stuck for many, many years in a U.S. model of surgery followed by chemoradiation, and in Europe's radiation followed by surgery. End of discussion. With the Europeans, in large part, going from north to south, not believing that there was any role for chemotherapy because it hadn't been proven, which seems to me a little bit rigid. I'm not sure that a rectal cancer cell knows that it came from the rectum as opposed to the colon when it comes to chemosensitivity. We've always entered relapsed patients with both colon and rectal into the same trials, and there's never been a difference in chemosensitivity. So I do think there is room for people to extrapolate the data from the colon cancer world into the rectal cancer world without doing a defined trial to re-answer decades-old questions. So if there are trials that are not positive in Europe with chemoradiation versus chemotherapy alone, it's because they were not powered enough to look for reasonable endpoints. So I think the evolution has been toward chemoradiotherapy plus surgery, and then the question was, in what order? I think the German trial, which has been presented and published, is an important one. It tells us that in the long run, in terms of survival, which is typically the only endpoint people sometimes look at, they're about the same. That is, three treatments given in a proper sequence are equivalent. But there are other issues in rectal cancer, including quality of life, local control, sphincter preservation. The German trial showed basically half the risk of local relapse, 6 versus 12%. So I think that the message there is that if one looks at institutional data, anybody's institution, 5 years from now, if you're seeing a local failure rate of more than 5%, you're doing something wrong, or you're really getting a bad population of patients. The other is that preoperative treatment is less toxic on the whole. Both acute and late, if one includes only four-year follow-up, toxicities are less. Using downstaging is important. That is, the pathologic downstaging is important, not only from that trial, but from a number of trials, including NSABP-R03, which was terminated early because of slow accrual, looking at the same question of pre-op versus post-op, and other trials, including the German study,